Welcome to Faith Family and the Force. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Annabeth.
Faith Family and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as I am in the Air Force.
And on today's episode, we talk about some hot takes that Oliver has.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
All right, guys. So yesterday was Oliver's birthday.
Yes.
That was weird. And so there's this one topic he's been wanting to discuss on the podcast, and I have not let him. So for his little birthday episode, I'm going to let you talk about it.
Okay. But I feel like we need warning, may cause emotions or may cause rage or discomfort.
May cause you to not even like Oliver anymore.
Well, I don't know about all that, but it can be kind of triggering for a specific group of people to what we're going to talk about.
So should we just jump right in?
Yes.
All right. So basically, I don't know, when did this start?
Probably somewhere around 2000.
When we moved to
19.
Right? When we moved to Florida-ish. But more recently in the past year and a half, maybe.
I mean, this has kind of manifested itself since the early 2000s. But it's really like come home here when we moved to Florida. Yes, that's accurate.
All right. And the big, I don't know, announcement is that Oliver doesn't really like Chick-fil-A anymore. And I get very angry about it.
I hate Chick-fil-A.
Okay, don't be that strong about it. See, I'm getting angry. You don't have to say you hate it.
All right, I do not like Chick-fil-A, and I think it's extremely overrated, and we're here to talk about it. I'm sure that's what a bunch of you guys were thinking, because if you asked me about it, I got some strong opinions about it. So I do not like Chick-fil-A.
And you're going to, I mean, that's a hard stance. Hot takes. And you're going to stick by that?
I will die on this hill.
All right. So give us the reasons. What's wrong with Chick-fil-A?
What's not wrong with Chick-fil-A? So you gotta kind of understand who I am as a person.
I can describe this. Oliver is so critical about restaurants. Like the most critical, one of the most critical people. Sorry, I burped. I just ate a Rice Krispie treat. Okay. One of the most critical people I know about restaurants, not anything else. He's not really critical about other stuff in life, but restaurants, he is.
So preface this, growing up, we only went to a restaurant about once every 2 weeks kind of thing. It was like, it's a big deal to go to a restaurant. At least it was when I was growing up. So I still carry that mentality. And I'm also very... Yeah, we do eat out more than that now. But I'm also very, like, conscientious about where my next meal is coming from.
What do you mean?
So, like, I always am thinking about, like, it's funny. You know how we'll be, like, eating breakfast and I'm like, what are we doing for lunch? Yeah. What are we doing for dinner? Like, it's not that I, like, care about what we're eating. It's the fact that I want to know where food is. So anything revolving food, I feel I'm like a, it's very primal or old school of me to be really caring of that. And a lot of that's from my upbringing. And it's also just, I like food. I don't want to be hungry.
Right. Right. Okay. So what does this have to do with Chick-fil-A?
This is hard to talk about, but we're going to do this and we're going to get through this episode. So Chick-fil-A, everybody puts it on a pedestal. So I instantly...
It's the Lord's chicken.
Precisely, from that like phrasing, right? So I instantly am just like, okay, if you're going to say it's all great and stuff, like, have you never had a bad experience at Chick-fil-A? Because I have every single time. And so
don't exaggerate this. Okay. Not every single time. And okay, I'm just going to let you, I won't interrupt.
Okay. So like I was saying earlier though, just to get into this, if you know me, you know, I'm really big into like ambiance and aesthetic and how things are and how things look. And especially with businesses, how employees are and pride in their work. I will give that Chick-fil-A, I'll say this, a good thing that Chick-fil-A does is they're a very clean restaurant. They're very, like, their workers are nice, like, well above average for their niceness and politeness. However, like, what even is Chick-fil-A? It's literally a chicken sandwich. And it's...
And lots of other options.
Okay, go. What other options?
Nuggets.
Okay.
Strips. And I will agree with you. If you like Chick-fil-A's chicken strips, like, you're whack. The chicken strips are the worst thing on the menu.
Like, you literally, chicken strips, that kind of like is what started a lot of this, is because I'm like, oh, chicken fingers, chicken strips, you know, however you want to call them. Like, that's a staple. That is how
you... Not at Chick-fil-A.
Right. But like comparatively to other chicken restaurants, Zaxby's, Popeye's, Church's, okay, Danny's, like all these other places, like you're sitting here, your chicken strips are like the comparison. Cane's, like...
Yeah, but you don't go to Chick-fil-A for their chicken strips. You got to get a sandwich or nugs.
Right. And so I can say, and I appreciate that Chick-fil-A has like made their sandwich, like that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. But okay, on their sandwich, who eats pickles on their Chick-fil-A sandwich? Like,
lots of people do.
What? Don't, no, 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 no. This is the Oliver show about hating on Chick-fil-A today. Like, what soggy pickles after they make the bread all soggy? Like, you're crazy. Like, no. Okay,
what about their salads?
Okay. Their salads
are good.
Are all right. Their salads are all right. However, comma, don't you dare ask to get a different type of chicken on the salad. Because, woo-wee, that's just craziness. But other salads are all right.
What about breakfast?
Below average.
No. Like,
I promise you, their little hash brown rounds just make me mad. Like, that. Don't call them hash brown rounds. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. Why is that stupid? They come in a little box. They're greasy. You just might as well play air
exactly
hockey.
Like hash browns. Are hash browns supposed to be greasy?
Yes, but you might as well just play air hockey, like miniature air hockey with these hash brown rounds. I just am not a fan. There's not enough of them. And there's like most of the time it's just like not even potatoes inside. It's just fried rounds on the outside. Not good.
All right. Anything else?
Oh.
Their grilled chicken sandwiches are good.
I mean, it's just grilled chicken, like... I mean, I know people who go to Chick-fil-A and will get sausage biscuits in the morning.
You know one person.
Yeah.
And he's like seven.
He's my hero, though. And it's awesome. And I'm about that. The other thing is, a lot of it has to do with just the mindset that is Chick-fil-A, like the hype that surrounds it. I was all about the Chick-fil-A sandwich and Popeye's chicken sandwich war, you know? When that came out and Popeyes laid the gauntlet and paved the way for all these other chicken sandwiches.
Did you think that Popeyes chicken sandwich was good?
The problem is they're two different type of breadings, which is, I guess, a differentiating factor here, right? I thought the Popeyes chicken sandwich was pretty good, you know, and Chick-fil-A sandwich is pretty, it's okay. It's like nothing special. But the thing is, it's like if you want a crunch, you can get some Popeye's chicken. If you want like sogginess, you just get Chick-fil-A's chicken.
All right. So will you still go eat Chick-fil-A with me?
Yeah, of course.
And then what will you get? What do you like there that you're like, yeah, I'll eat that, I guess, if we have to go to Chick-fil-A?
The chicken strips? No, I'm just kidding, guys. That would be too funny. Normally I would say a spicy chicken sandwich. And I say that because I need the spice to like cover up the sogginess of the chicken sandwich itself. And I will say Chick-fil-A sweet tea, pretty solid. Not a lot of places that no matter what location, there are on their, you know, wherever they are in the United States, that they can have consistent sweet tea. Because the farther south you go for like McDonald's, the sweeter the tea gets. Mm-hmm. And it's not consistent, like if you eat at a McDonald's in the north compared to if you eat one down here.
Yeah. When we lived in Colorado Springs, the Chick-fil-A sweet tea tasted exactly the same as it does here. It was so good.
You know what else grinds my gears about Chick-fil-A, though, is maybe this is just our local Chick-fil-A, is they're still doing drive-thru only. And they literally will run out to your car before you're even like close to the ordering menu and with their little iPads and say, "Welcome to Chick-fil-A. It's a great day to give you a service here. Like, what do you want?" And I'm just like, "I don't know. Where's the menu?" And then they pull out these paper menus. That's cool and all. But like, I want to stare at the LED backlit wall and talk to a microphone. I don't want to talk to another human if I'm going through the drive-thru. I don't even want to see human at like, don't talk to me if I'm going through the drive-thru. If I want to talk to a human, I'm going to go inside and talk to them. So that's like the biggest thing. And guys, maybe it's just my luck and maybe it's because I complicate my orders and stuff. Like I want 3 sauces of this flavor, 2 sauces. If it's not on the top, I send it back, you know. But every time, like consistently, that's a little bit exaggeration. Very consistently will we get wrong orders at Chick-fil-A. And maybe it's just our Chick-fil-A here and I can't be a Karen about it and go talk to the manager just because I refuse to do that. But I just can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
Well, do you like their fries?
Yeah, the fries are all right. But the quantity of fries, like you're either going to get this monstrosity of a like waffle fry, like one, and it's going to like block the rest of the box. So you like don't even get other fries is bad. Plus I've watched a lot of TikTok videos and YouTube videos about like sizes for fries and they're like all the same. Like it doesn't matter if you order extra large or a medium or a large, like it's literally the same amount of fries. And that makes me mad. I hate that.
Well, you don't know if that specifically Chick-fil-A does that.
I've seen it on the videos. It was on the internet, so it's true. You know, it's true.
All right. So, well, whenever Oliver starts hating on Chick-fil-A, like I said, I get angry and I try to start hating on Whataburger, but I can't because I do love Whataburger as well.
See, the thing is, we're also very much a Zaxby's family. Like, it's as long as I can remember, Zaxby's fits really well with Annabeth and I, no matter what. Even if we're not in a super chicken mood there, like we can go to Zaxby's and be pretty satisfied and you can get wings, you can get just different stuff. I will say Chick-fil-A, their peach milkshake is OG and I'm happy about that, but it's seasonal. So I can appreciate the scarcity concept and all this with businesses, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't know how much I want to confess about some of this stuff because, like, I don't know if I could get in trouble with Chick-fil-A if they hear this and they're like, "Wait, you do that?" And, you know, but very often, because Chick-fil-A is so busy all the time, like, no matter what time of the day you go there, and they're always in the worst locations with the worst parking lots.
That's not always the case.
However, they do run their drive-through pretty well and they're pretty quick on their orders, but that's because all their chicken's soggy, so it doesn't matter. They can't make it fresh. And I'll tell you what, I've gone into Chick-fil-A and I've been like wanting to just get out of there because I don't want to deal with all the nice people. I don't want to deal with people. And I've been like, I need 2 milkshakes to go like quick. My wife is super pregnant and
I'm not, by the way.
But like I lied to them and like, I don't give them my true name most of the time, even though I scan the app and get all the Chick-fil-A points. And like, I'm a Chick-fil-A Red member and Annabeth is too. Like, dang, I feel really contradiction like going on here with how much we eat at Chick-fil-A and how much I don't like it. But it's because you like it. So I'm good with that.
It's true. Are you ready for all the backlash you're going to get from this episode?
Bring it on.
Okay. So I have a little, what are the things called with the tournaments?
Brackets?
Yeah, I have a food bracket for you.
Okay.
Okay. So the first, this is not just chicken places. I did all kinds of restaurants. So it's going to be fun. Okay. So the first matchup is peppers or nukes?
Nukes. And for those of y'all who don't know what peppers is, it's just like a, maybe this is just a southern thing, like a Mississippi thing, but like deli style places like sandwiches and tea, like somewhere you can think you would get a quick lunch, like an upscale Subway almost.
Like soup and salad, sandwiches, cookies. I don't know.
Yeah, not like to the commitment level like a Panera or a St. Louis Bread Co., but like kind of a little bit less than that. But similar, but not quite there.
Okay, so nukes.
Yeah.
Then the next matchup is McAllister's and Panera.
Oh, McCallie's every single day, every day of the week.
Good. We're still on good terms. Okay. Then we have Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's. I guess everyone knows what your answer is going to be.
Zaxby's.
Then Cane's or Popeye's.
Cane's. I also don't eat Cane's a lot, and I really, really love the sauce. And they it's simple. You go in there, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get chicken fingers, you're going to get fries, you're going to get a piece of bread. Your whole plate is going to be yellow. And that is exactly what I want when I go to a chicken place. I want a yellow plate. I don't want anything green. Don't give me that nasty coleslaw. Like, what? You know what? Another thing Chick-fil-A did, they got rid of their chicken salad. You know how many people complained about that? I did. All the old people complained. Everyone. We're on one page on this. And when Chick-fil-A got rid of that, shame on them.
All right, next. Subway or Jersey Mike's?
Subway is extremely nostalgic for me. I do like some Jersey Mike's, but between the two, I think I'd eat Subway. And there's also a Subway located at like every single military base in the world. So like it's a pretty safe bet. However, I will say that a Subway in like the Middle East, that they don't use the same kind of meat and stuff. So it's like a lot different tasting, like, cause they don't have pork, for example. So if you order an Italian, it's like kind of obscure.
Interesting. I would pick Subway too. I love some Subway. Okay, Firehouse or Jimmy John's?
Oh man, I ate so much Jimmy John's when I was at Ole Miss. I have to go with Firehouse. It's the ultimate sub place, I think. If you're like, oh, I want a good sub, like go to Firehouse. Quick shout out to Firehouse. Get their Firehouse sauce. Like whatever their sweet barbecue type sauce is, put it on everything. It's so good.
It is really good. I love Firehouse. Okay. Chili's or Ruby Tuesday?
No contest. Chili's next.
Applebee's or Outback?
Oh, let's go Outback tonight, mate.
If y'all know me closely at all, you know how much I hate Applebee's. It's terrible.
That
would be my podcast episode about how Applebee's is the worst.
My first time going to Outback, though, I was genuinely disappointed they didn't speak an Australian accent. And I didn't understand why they wouldn't do that. However, I'm pretty sure if you have a gung-ho waiter or waitress or server or whatever, they might do it.
Okay. Burger King or Whataburger?
Whataburger. Like, Burger King. Have y'all heard that story about Robert Downey Jr. like quitting drugs because he ate Burger King, and Burger King was like so much worse than the drugs he was putting in his body, and then he thought about it? Like, I'm going to post that story when this comes out, if I can find it. Maybe I'm just making it up, but Whataburger 100% of the way.
McDonald's or Wendy's?
Wendy's. Now, I will say the McDonald's in Niceville is like really privately owned, and it's not like any other normal McDonald's I've been to, like on the side of a road or exit or whatever. It's very much like, welcome to so-and-so's McDonald's, like, how may we serve you today? It's kind of Chick-fil-A mentality with their politeness, which I can respect. I already told that. That's a dead horse. We've eaten that one. It's all good. But McD's, like, is solid around here, but Wendy's takes the cake. Like, I can go to Wendy's anywhere and get a biggie bag, get a 4 for $4, and they're going to give me the attitude that I need. Not the attitude that I want, but the attitude I need. Not the politeness I want, but the politeness I need.
Yeah, and that strawberry lemonade, whew, so good.
I saw a TikTok on how they make that, and I think I'm going to just buy some. Like, bulked strawberry lemonade to keep it. Maybe we can get it dispensed out of our refrigerator, like every time you put the water.
Okay, Sonic or Dairy Queen?
Sonic, no contest. Like Dairy Queen, maybe if you're from the Midwest, you have some attachment to that. But sorry, like a Blizzard, Sonic Blizzard's 10 times better.
And the food at Sonic, I think, is better.
Yeah, the food's better, and the drive-through. Also, everybody and their brother and sister and cousin growing up in Mississippi, like, Sonic's where you hang out. You have a cool side and a lame side.
And, well, we don't have a Sonic in Niceville. If I could change one thing about Niceville, it'd be that we had a Sonic. And we have a Dairy Queen, and it is always hopping, though.
Yeah, I think I would franchise. If it meant living in Niceville forever, I would franchise a Sonic here. And, like, that would be my... I could see us doing that. I could be the Sonic king and queen and support the high school and, like, have a designated cool side and a not cool side, like, put signs out there and stuff. That'd be kind of funny. Yeah. High school forever, man.
Okay, we made it. That was round one.
Oh, goodness.
All right, round two.
Speed round.
Nukes or McAllisters?
McAllies.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
I'm not.
All right. I mean, I love Nukes.
Yeah, Nukes is good, but like McAllis is Old Faithful. Like Nukes isn't, we're not co-located with one. I'm going to eat McAllis like a lot better. So it's also, I can get a lot more stuff. Tomato soup. Nukes doesn't have tomato soup a lot of times. And every time I go to Nukes, I get the same thing versus McAllister's. I get the same two things. So it works out.
All right. Zaxby's or Raising Cane's?
Zaxby's.
Why?
It's just so much better. And I'm at the point. So when I was in pilot training, every single Wednesday night when Annabeth would be working and doing youth ministry stuff, I would go to Zaxby's. And me and Nora, our little German Shepherd we had before she passed away, would eat like boneless wings and things, sweet and spicy with a medium diet Dr. Pepper or Diet Coke. And we would sit there and eat that and watch our TV show and just have our little moment. And I would do it every single Wednesday. And it was awesome. I still would kind of do it every Wednesday, like if I could.
Okay. Subway or Firehouse?
Firehouse. Absolutely Firehouse. It's just a different quality. Subway is Old Faithful, but Firehouse is just, it's better.
Chili's or Outback?
Chili's, baby back ribs.
Wendy's or Sonic?
Oof, probably Wendy's. I enjoy Wendy's french fries, but Sonic does have tater tots, which is a sleeper, you know? No one thinks about tater tots, but yeah, Wendy's.
I mean, that's a hard one. I really both like Wendy's and Sonic, honestly, but I might pick Sonic.
No, not good. But guys, I hope you guys are also playing along with us and kind of making the same decisions I'm making, because that's the smart and the correct decisions.
All right. Now it gets hard because it's places that aren't similar. Okay. McAllister's or Zaxby's?
Zaxby's. I totally could eat Zaxby's every single day of my life, probably. I would also franchise the Zaxby's right next door to the other Zaxby's we have here, just so everyone could have the opportunity to have Zaxby's.
Because they can't now with just one.
In case it's busy at one, they can come over to the other, obviously.
Okay. Firehouse or Chili's?
Those almost aren't even two. They're two different categories. That's tough. I think I would keep Chili's just for the quantity and like different stuff you can get, and it's a sit down restaurant. And also, like, who doesn't like Chili's? Like, come on, if you're a fan of The Office, like, Chili's is sacred.
Okay, what's your go to meal that you get at Chili's?
Honey barbecue chicken crispers with extra french fries, no corn, and then some, whatever I want to drink. And normally like some kind of app with that, yeah. Whether it's a chip and salsa. Yeah, chip and salsa.
I get the chicken bacon ranch quesadilla. Mm, so good. All right. Whataburger or Wendy's?
This one's tough because I love both of those places very much. Wendy's is like longer in my life. Like I've had that all the time. Like, and I can get, you know, a Dave's hot and juicy burger, like a number two with everything. And then at Whataburger, it's a patty melt. Like, who doesn't love Texas toast and everything? I really think I'm going to have to go with Wendy's here.
Wow.
I think, yeah, that's a sleeper.
I'm
that's
shocked.
I'm shook and shocked. I just think it's, there's something different about Wendy's. And so also, if you're from our hometown, majority of the kids who had to get a job worked at Wendy's in Mississippi where we grew up. And so, like, I didn't have to. I was very fortunate and blessed not to have to work at Wendy's. But a lot of people I knew did. And they always were hooking up the people from high school and stuff, like, whether it was an extra couple of chicken nuggets or an extra fry. Or, for my case, it was, like, whole burgers and stuff just because I was went by there.
Our Wendy's was kind of gross, though.
What? No. Yeah, it was an older Wendy's. Like, I think they've redone it. Maybe we should go back. That's what we should do. Let's go back to our hometown, drive 7 or 8 hours, and just to go to Wendy's.
I'm good. Okay. Zaxby's or Wendy's?
Zaxby's. That's, I don't know. Burger, chicken. That's a toss up. Like, literally, I would flip a coin. If those were the two restaurants and I was, like, very happy with that, I would just flip a coin. So, yeah. Zaxby's.
Okay. Last one. The final. The championship round. Zaxby's or Chili's?
That Zaxby's or Wendy's should have been, like, the gauntlet. That's a championship. Here, Chili's snuck through the Cinderella team. That is Chili's. I'm going with Zaxby's 100%. And I could have told you that from the get-go. If you would have read me all those the first time, I would have been like, oh, Zaxby's is going to win this easily because I want it to. And it's so good. But I want you guys to know, I really don't hate Chick-fil-A. I still eat there, and I'm a man of grace and mercy and giving things second chances and third chances and fourth chances until I get all the points to get free meals there at Chick-fil-A. So it's not the terribleness. I get annoyed with their, like, red shirts and their politeness sometimes. And especially if you're going to be that polite and mess up my order, like, no, like, the expectation is set too high. And if you go out and listen to it through our episodes, just ad nauseum, you'll hear us talk about expectation management a lot. And I'm working with that at Chick-fil-A right now. So, and I didn't even address the whole closed on Sunday thing. I respect that. Like, if you want to run your business 6 out of 7 days and make money that way, that's fine. If you want to run it 7 out of 7 and make money, or if you want a day off. A lot of places in the South are closed on Monday, so it's just kind of part of it, you know, having a down day. Good for the business owners and whatever. And but yeah, not trying to total hate on Chick-fil-A, but I think wherever they're getting their chicken from, they need to do a little bit better. Also, at the Academy, Chick-fil-A was, like, given at every sporting event when there was freshmen and stuff. And they literally would just be throwing, like, chicken sandwiches, like, in the crowds to all these cadets who were, like, sharks just, like, jumping out of the water to eat chicken fillet sandwiches. I don't know. It's been a good birthday week. Not entirely sure what the rest of the summer is going to look like here. But, yeah, I hope you guys aren't too mad at me for my thoughts on Chick-fil-A and fast food restaurants. And I've always wanted to just, like, to talk about it. Like, if you want to get me really, like, spun up, just let's talk about some fast food restaurants and I can tell you about my opinions.
Yeah. So we will post on Instagram and in our Facebook group the little bracket and see what wins. See if the majority agrees with you. I don't think they will.
No. And probably maybe we shouldn't put Chick-fil-A into that bracket, or it was in there, wasn't it? And I downvoted it pretty quickly. Oh, goodness.
Didn't even make it past the first round.
But guys, I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and don't be too hard on Chick-fil-A, but just understand, like, don't ask me to go get Chick-fil-A. Just bring Chick-fil-A to me and I'll still eat it. Like, I'm not going to complain. But no pickles. Like, what? What's wrong with people?
All right, guys. Have a good day.